Hello again. You're listening to the News at One. There were almost 460 hospitalizations following dog bites last year. That's according to data provided to this programme by the Health Service Executive. 144 cases involved children. Our reporter Helen Donoghue has more. So what have you been finding out, Helen?
Well, Brian, these figures provided to News at One show there were 459 discharges from acute hospitals following dog bites last year. Now, 144 cases involved children, and that's an increase of one on the previous year. 315 cases related to adults, and that's up 66 on 2021. Now, the HSC says this data includes both elective and emergency discharges, and it also may include multiple admissions for the same patient. So, for example, maybe where they needed more than one surgery, or plastic surgeries or prosthetics fitted. And they say it shouldn't be used to estimate the incidence or prevalence of dog bites. The figures also don't include people treated for dog bites by GPs or in emergency departments or outpatient attendants. But compared to 5 years ago, where there were 338 in total, with 195 adults and 143 children, that's an increase of 36% in discharges.
Now, for some people, of course, this is an occupational hazard.
Yes, there are just some jobs where it will be just that. For example, Onpost has said it had 127 incidents involving animals, namely dogs, last year. And they say that's up slightly on the number recorded in both 2021 and 2020. They say that staff are actually under no obligation to deliver mail to an address where they feel they might be at risk. And they're asking householders to be mindful of potential incidents. Last year also saw over 5,000 census enumerators at people's doors, delivering census forms to over 2 million homes around the country. They say just over 100 incidents were reported by enumerators, and about 50 of these related to dog bites.
So why is this happening? What explanations are you hearing for why there's this apparent increase in the number of incidents and hospitalizations?
Experts say it's a whole combination of factors. On a basic level, there are a lot of dogs and a lot more dogs in the country. Last year, there were almost 206,800 dog licenses bought in the country. But the severity of some of the attacks also appears to have increased. And unfortunately, there have been three fatalities recorded here since 2017. Interestingly, a study by Harvard University in the US published this week suggests dogs may be more likely to bite on hotter days and sunnier days and when air pollution levels are higher. And it found the likelihood of dog bites occurring in these conditions increases by up to 11%.
Now, there are calls for something to be done.
Yeah, questions remain about why these attacks happen and how to minimise the risk of them occurring. Experts say the most critical information to both of those questions can't be answered because there is simply no data. And I've been speaking to dog behaviour expert Nancy Creedon about this.
It's critical to develop formal procedures for investigating dog bites and reports of aggressive dogs. So as it stands, when a dog is reported to be aggressive or has attacked, there's no formal procedure for investigating that report and no database where the details of the incident can be reported. So the details of what caused the attack really are fundamental in designing and implementing successful dog bite prevention strategies. So what I would love to see is the Irish government appoint each council with a dog bite prevention officer to then investigate any reports of dangerous dogs or any dog bite incidences, and then use that information to put together successful dog bite prevention strategies, maybe change the legislation, and use that data for good.
Helen, there has been a government initiative in this area, hasn't there?
Yes, after a number of serious dog attacks last year, including attacks on children, the government established a working group to examine issues around the control of dogs, and an interim report from the group recommended the recruitment of 40 additional dog wardens nationwide. It also recommended a single centralised database be created for dog microchips and the doubling of fines under the Control of Dog Acts to €5,000. Now, in a statement to this programme, the Department of Rural and Community Development says they're committed to implementing the recommendations as soon as possible in collaboration with other stakeholders. And also, no dogs are actually banned in Ireland, but there is a current list of 11 restricted breeds that must be muzzled in public. In Galway, the coroner recommended that the Presa Canario breed be included on this list following a fatality there. Now, the department says they are committed to updating the Control of Dogs Act and intend adding that breed to the restricted breeds list. And it says the changes will require declare that Control of Dogs Act legislation to be amended.
Helen Donoghue, thanks very much for that.